During today's show, we will be discussing the idea of social networking and today's youth with a number of adults. Many individuals have varying opinions regarding the relationship between children and online social networking. Today, we will be discussing these ideas with a parent, a future teacher, and a youth soccer coach. First, let's hear from Shannon, a mother of two high school students who both use social media as a means of communication and networking. Shannon, from your experiences with your children, what is your opinion of online social networking?
Online social networking. Is it good? Is it bad? Well, from my experience with one child, it's good. It's one way of keeping up with friends because they're busy and they still maintain a social, personal experience. On the other hand, if one child is totally relying on it and doesn't see people, there is a negative for that.
Since your children began using online social media, have you seen a change in their behavior?
I haven't seen a change in their behavior. One is more active than the other anyways, and the one that's not active, at least this gives them a chance to keep in touch with people that they may not have, as the phone is not in there. I guess it's different. They use cell phones now more too. Different age.
Thanks for the insight from a parent's perspective, Shannon. Now, let's hear from Trevor, a student in the Faculty of Education at the University of Winnipeg. Thanks for being here today, Trevor. As a future teacher, how do you feel social networking is affecting today's youth?
Social media, such as Facebook and Twitter, have huge impact on kids today. Many of them use it as a main source of communication, information gathering, and identity development.
Do you see any merit in using this form of media in the classroom?
The merit of using the social media in the classroom actually helps us develop the kids to be more useful in using technology and social media towards better benefits in future endeavors. For instance, they can use it as a communication tool, an assignment hub, and also information gathering with other classmates. So this community-based information hub actually will increase productivity in students.
Some great ideas to think about. Thanks, Trevor. Finally, here's Michelle, a youth community soccer coach who has been volunteering for a number of years. Michelle, since you have been involved with youth for such a long time, what transition, if any, have you seen in children since online social media has become so popular?
I have definitely seen a change in my athletes' behavior since the mainstream of social media. More children are worried about becoming involved in online bullying, either as a bully or the victim. It's frustrating to have these young children come to practice and describe how another athlete has said something negative or inappropriate about the team or an individual player via these websites.
Why do you think youth are so likely to engage in this so-called cyberbullying?
It seems that these kids don't see it as wrong if they're saying something negative on the internet, whether it's because they cannot see the victim directly or that they think their comments can't be tracked. These kids, for some reason, seem prone to bullying online. As adults, we really need to emphasize appropriate, responsible internet usage to our children. They need to understand that bullying, whether in person or online, is unacceptable.
Interesting. Thanks for your input, Michelle. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. It was great to hear the various perspectives people have regarding social networking and its impact on today's youth. Thanks for tuning in.
This is Education Talk.